This is Passport to Texas. All year long, we're highlighting milestones achieved by Texas Parks and Wildlife during its 50-year history as an agency. Today, we recognize the Artificial Reef Program.
The program officially started in 1989 when the Texas Legislature tasked Parks and Wildlife to preserve marine habitat out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Program leader Dale Shively says the Artificial Reef Program started in earnest following approval of its management plan in 1990.
An artificial reef is where we take man-made materials like concrete and steel, ships and oil platforms, and position those within a reef area to mimic a natural reef environment.
Artificial reefs provide hard substrate otherwise lacking in the Gulf. The materials immediately attract marine life.
In most cases, marine organisms will attach and create an ecosystem within a few days. In some cases, such as oil platforms, those platforms have been out there for 30-some years, so they're pretty well covered with marine life before we even do anything to them.
Artificial reefing benefits sport fishing and the Texas economy. That's tomorrow. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.